County clerks across Kentucky will convene their local boards of elections on Thursday for a re-canvass of vote totals in the governor's race. Republican Governor Matt Bevin is hoping to close a 5,100-vote gap with Democrat Andy Beshear, who is the presumed governor-elect. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The purpose of the re-canvass is to verify the accuracy of the vote totals reported from the voting machines in all precincts. Governor Bevin has refused to concede the race and has suggested that voting irregularities are behind his apparent loss, though he hasn't offered any evidence. Kentucky's Election Day hotline received more than 120 calls, but Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes says the complaints weren't out of the ordinary.
Of those approximately 100 calls, I'm not aware of any complaints that have been registered that would cause the change of over approximately 5,000 votes.
The last statewide re-canvass of a Kentucky election took place in 2016 in the Democratic presidential primary at the request of Bernie Sanders. The margin was fewer than 2,000 votes, and the re-canvass didn't change the outcome of the election. Governor Bevin could also contest the election with the state legislature, though GOP lawmakers have shown no appetite for a lengthy challenge, encouraging Bevin instead to accept the results of the re-canvass. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.